This is Earth and Sky for Friday, April 29th, Arbor Day in the United States.
Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Germany, India, and other countries also celebrate trees on other Arbor Days throughout the year. Meanwhile, scientists have their own reasons for valuing trees. Trees can't speak, but they can tell a story that extends back into Earth's past.
Some trees grow an extra layer of wood every year as the seasons change. This new wood grows just inside the bark of a tree. Its thickness and appearance depend on that year's weather and other conditions. Scientists call tree ring analysis dendrochronology. That's a word whose ancient roots mean tree and time.
Dendrochronology is concerned with dating tree rings. It's a way of figuring out what factors in the environment influenced a tree's growth, so it's a record from the past. For example, the history of some volcanic eruptions can be traced using tree rings. And to the trained eye of a scientist, the pattern of narrow and wide rings can convey hundreds of years of climate history. Tree rings can provide information about past periods of drought and flooding.
And in the past decade, it's no surprise that tree ring studies have indicated a warming trend since the start of the Industrial Revolution. For today, that's our show. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky.